Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this second Sunday of Easter, Year A. Our readings, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 14a, and verses 22 to 32. Psalm 16, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 9, and the Gospel of John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, because His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, so great, so high, so holy, we lift our hearts to give you glory. Father, so gentle, so understanding, so full of grace, we raise our voices and declare that you are worthy. Holy Spirit, so mighty, so overwhelming, so empowering, we seek your presence and desire your infilling. We long to offer worship that is focused not on ourselves, not our own needs, but on your glory. Lord, your love holds us, heals us, and renews us. We adore you here and everywhere, now and forever. Amen. Lord, the disciples hid behind locked doors because they were afraid. They had seen you die and couldn't believe that you are alive. They heard the story of the empty tomb, but they hadn't experienced its life-changing power. So come to us as we gather, hidden away from the world, perhaps feeling trapped in our doubts and fears. And set us free. Give us new life as we experience your living presence in our midst. Touch us, we pray, with your resurrection power, that our worship might declare that you are our Lord and our God. In Jesus' name. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 303, Enter into Jerusalem. We pray the collect for the second Sunday of Easter, followed by the Easter anthem, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal Mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the unleavened of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, What Does This Mean? What does this mean? In Acts chapter 2, the disciples experience the fulfillment of Jesus' promise that they will receive power from above. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon the whole gathering of disciples, and they began to speak in the languages of the pilgrims who had come to Jerusalem from all over the then known world to celebrate the giving of the law to Moses on Mount Sinai. The pilgrims were astonished to hear the disciples speak about God's mighty acts of power in their own native language. They all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" In our lesson today from Acts chapter 2, Peter answers that question. What does this mean? Peter begins by pointing out that they are witnessing the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel. In the last days, it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Acts chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. Peter goes on to attest about Jesus of Nazareth, who is responsible for the last days. Peter affirms that Jesus performed deeds of power, wonder, and signs that God did through him among you. Acts chapter 2, verse 22b. All these acts pointed to the fact that Jesus was a true prophet. However, Peter points out that the Jewish leaders regarded Jesus as a false prophet. They accused him of blasphemy, handed him over to the Roman authorities, who put him to death on a cross. Peter points out that the story did not end there. God vindicated Jesus by raising him from the dead. If death by crucifixion indicated the fact that Jesus was a false prophet who made false claims of a new kingdom, the fact of the resurrection reversed that, for God would not raise a false prophet from the dead. Peter then quotes Psalm 16, in which King David speaks prophetically about the resurrection of Jesus. In Psalm 16, verses 8 to 11, the psalmist proclaims, "I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my spirit rejoices. My body also shall rest in hope. For you will not abandon me to the grave, nor let your Holy One see the pit. You will show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Peter points out that David indeed was dead and buried, and therefore David was not speaking of himself, but was speaking of Jesus. David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, He was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that all of us are witnesses. Acts 2, verses 31b and 32. What does this mean? It means that Jesus of Nazareth is the Son of God. He was crucified, he died, and was buried, and God raised him from the dead. Our Gospel from John chapter 20 attests to this fact. The disciples were behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. Though the doors were locked, Jesus appeared in the midst of them and greets them with the words, "Peace be with you." John chapter 20, verse 21. In order to help them to believe that he's risen from the dead, Jesus shows them the marks of his crucifixion: his hands, which bear the marks of the nails, and the wound in his side, where the spear pierced his heart. They believe that it is indeed the risen Lord, and they rejoice. Jesus commissions them for a special purpose, one that arose from his death on the cross, where he made that one full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." John chapter 20, verses 22b and 23. What does this mean? It means that the world, through the disciples of Christ, can benefit from Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. He died that we might be forgiven. By the sacrifice of Jesus, his disciples can pronounce absolution of sins by the power of the Holy Spirit. John points out that Thomas, an apostle, was not present when Jesus appeared to them. Thomas makes a bold statement to them. Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe. John chapter 20, verse 25b. A week later, Thomas was among the disciples in the same house. Luke says, although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he addressed Thomas directly. Put your finger here and see my hand. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. John chapter 20, verse 27. Thomas asked for a personal encounter with the risen Christ. He had that privilege. He is in the presence of the risen Lord. He saw the wounds and he believed. He confesses, my Lord and my God. Thomas, at the sight of the risen Christ, is the first to proclaim Jesus as my God. However, Thomas's faith depends on sight. Jesus responds, have you believed because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Verse 29. What does this mean? The world says seeing is believing. Our faith as Christians rests not on seeing or touching, but on hearing and believing. Faith, as defined by the writer of the Hebrews, is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Faith in Jesus requires that we trust the testimony of others. The testimony of the disciples who encountered the risen Christ. The testimony of those present on the day of Pentecost who witnessed the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. The testimony of other persons and our own experiences of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives and in the world even today. We read, we hear, we experience, we believe, so that we can say, like Thomas, my Lord and my God. Amen. Let us pray. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Lord Jesus Christ, you appeared to your disciples and brought them peace. May your church rejoice in your presence and life-giving spirit. Bring us through our doubts to proclaim you as Lord and God. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Lord Jesus Christ, your resurrection broke the hold of death. Set free all with responsibilities for government from fear that would impoverish the spirit. Bring all nations to rejoice in your freedom. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Lord Jesus Christ, you sent your disciples as apostles of forgiveness and penitence. Turn our hearts from the evil we do and the good we do not do. Set us free from the weight of sin that clings so persistently. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Lord Jesus Christ, you desire our good above all other and speak tenderly to the afflicted. Hold close to you those whose needs we bring before you. Bring us through times of trial to praise and glorify your name. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. Lord Jesus Christ, you were handed over and crucified for our salvation. Bring to your inheritance all who died trusting in this hope. Grant life in your name. Risen Lord, fill our hearts with Easter joy. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn, Sounds of Fellowship, 1419. Here I am to worship.
Light of the world,
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may God, who through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ has given us the victory, give you joy and peace in your faith, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. And we wish you a very spirit-filled, rewarding, and productive week. And we leave you with the hymn, Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord.